This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The Canadian Coast Guard and salvage removal experts are concerned about the 1.7 million liters of fuel on board a grounded cargo ship near Lark Harbor. The vessel lost power and ran aground on February 15th. All crew were safely airlifted out by a Cormorant helicopter. The Coast Guard's Bruce English says there are no holes or damage above the waterline, but there are some breaches in the hull of the ship. He says the focus now is on the fuel on board.
One came from Rotterdam, I believe, and the other from Texas. And this is equipment that would be necessary for pumping off the fuel, pumping it out of the vessel into, I don't have 100% yet, whether it's going to be on land or a sea, they're checking on various options. They're bringing a barge or a ship to the outside of the vessel or gain access by road out to the area.
English says the ship's owner has hired a salvage company out of the U.S. and others to help. He says it's the owner's responsibility to pay for any damage to the environment.
The owners also hired a local contractor, Eastern Canada Response Corporation, ECRC, and they're on site as well. And their main role is for oil pollution response and prevention of booming and stuff like that. Our role, the Canadian Coast Guard, is federal oversight. In Canada, the way it works is the polluter pay principle. So the owners of the vessel are responsible for any cost for the response as well as to any damage to the environment.
English says they've set up an incident command post in Lark Harbor with officials from Transport Canada Marine Safety, Environment and Climate Change Canada, among others. That's a look at BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ.